We are on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, right? These are basically we were starting the new week. We started it last week. We didn't get to the end. We started it, right? So we learned. Where's the makor? The chometz is also on the erev Pesach. So the first rosh we learned is because it says on the one hand shivus yomim. So and it says, Ach b'yom harishon, on the first day, you should be shevis the chametz. So it sounds like you're allowed to have the chametz then. So it says, Elamai must mean on erev yontif. Must mean on erev yontif. That was the explanation of the first mahal, which took us until Tomo. It's about 8 lines down.
Sorry, what are we doing, Shannon?
Debay Shmuel Tomo. It's about the last word on the line is Debay. Hey, I'm
Larry. How many lines?
8, should we guess?
Down?
Yeah, 9. Last word on the line is Debay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, Debay Shmuel Tomo. So here's the new Makoy. Hey, I'm Aleph. The last word on the line is Bibay, and it's 9 lines down from the top. So here's the second half. The Bibay Bishmal Tona. How do we know that the Chiyuv B'yochomet is on Erev Pesach? The Bibay Bishmal Tona Matsinu Yudalid Shenikre Rishe. We found that Yudalid is called the Rishon. We find the pasuk which calls Rishon Yudalid. How do you know that? Shenemam for Rishon Marba Asa Yoyin Lachodesh. Since we saw last week, a chiddush for Rishon Marba Asa Lachodesh. For Rishon, he said, you see, the Marba Asa Lachodesh is characterized as Rishon. So when it says Ach Ba Yoyin HaRishon, Tashpis Nisoyin HaRishon, then what does it mean? It means Erev Pesach. How do we get that? Because Rishon and Abba Asa mean the same. Ach b'yoyin, I said, Bo Rishon and Abba Asa Yom HaChodesh. You see, the Abba Asa means Rishon. Yeah, Mike, you must him?
Yeah.
Excellent. Fine. Let's see Rashi. Is there any Rashi? No. Okay, next one. Reb Nachman by Yitzchok Omar. Rishon demikar mashma. This is where we started. We stopped. Rishon demikar mashma. When it says Rishon, it means the day before. Every time it says Matar Rishon, it means the day before. Rishon demikar mashma. Rishon of the day before. The Omakro, because the Bosik says, where do we find that Rishon means the day before? Ha Rishon Odom Tivolet. Which means, were you born before Adam Rishon? Harishon, what does Harishon mean? Before. Were you born before Adam Rishon? So, Ach Bayem Harishon Tashbisa, what does Bayem Harishon mean? Bayem Harishon means the day before. Shevet Yom and Sere Mosimatechem, Ach Bayem Harishon Tashbisa, what does Harishon mean? It means the day before. Okay, so now on this, because of this line, there's going to be a whole now discussion in the Gemara whether Rishon means the first day or the previous day. Right? So where else in the Torah does it say the word Rishon or Ha Rishon? Where do we find that in the Torah? We have a Kachna, we have
The Arba Kamin.
Right, very good. Trade the Gemara, Ela Me'ato, if you're telling me Rishon means the day before, it says in the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, does this also mean the previous day? Right? This is Michael's question. When you take Luluf, I don't know what Minig his father is, but Minig Ashkenaz, you take the Luluf on the first day of Sukkot, not the day before. Right? So why does it say, if you tell me Harisha means the day before, so you have a problem from this pasuk. Achanami Rishon Mikar Mashma. Says the one, no. Shani Hosom, Tirstiv, I've got a pasuk that's megale to me, that revealed to me that that Harishayim means the first day. Why? Techsev alekachem, techsev usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shiva asyomim. So the rest of the pasuk. Kachtem chavim Harishayim. And then it carries on, usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shiva asyomim. Ma shvi, shvi lechag. Just that the Shiva's Yom is referring to the 7 days of the Yom Tov, so too, the Rishon means the first day of the Yom Tov. So you're right, Rishon really means the day before. I said, like after November, Yom Rishon, we have a special pasuk to Mimigalas, then that Yom Rishon means the first day, not the day before. Fredi Gemara, Ihochi, Hasam Nami, Ho Rishon Lamini. Did I miss out? Here also, where it says Bayom Harishon, also says Shivas Yomim Matzis Techelu. So as much as Shivas Yomim Matzis Techelu means referring to the 7 days of Pesach, so too, the Ach Bayom Harishon should be referring to the first day of Pesach. Just like by the Lulav. We're saying since it says that's Megala, that the Rishon means the first day. So here also the Shivas Yomim Matzis Techelu should be Megala to us that Achbim Rishon means the first day, not the previous day. Says the Gemara, no, MK Nichtuko Rishon. If it meant the first day, it should say Achbim Rishon Tashbizu. Why did it say Harishayim? Achvim Harishayim Tashmizu. Why did it say Harishayim? Harishayim Omni Shmamidah Kedah Omron. It's coming to tell us that it means the day before. Okay, so that's the answer now. When it says Rishayim, Rishayim could mean. When it says Rishayim, Rishayim could mean the first. But if it says Harishayim, then Harishon certainly means the day before. Now, Michael, you're meant to have a question now. You're meant to have a question now. We're saying, if it says Rishon, then it means maybe the first day. If it says Harishon, it certainly means the day before. So where else do we have in the story the word Harishon? The question which we started with. We're going in circles here. We started with, you see, Harishon of Lulav meant the first day. So we said, no, that's because there's 7 days afterwards. Chometz also says 7 days afterwards. No, okay. Chometz says there's Harishon. Harishon means the day before. No, so if so, we have a kasha back by Lulav. Hasam Nami Harishon Nomeli. By Lulav as well, why say Harishon? According to the Londers, by Lulav, we shouldn't have said Harishon. And another question. Hasam Dichsev by Yom Harishon Shabbosayin, that the first day is Yom Tov. Of Yom Hashmini Shabbosayin, and the eighth day is Yom Tov. That's from Hashmini Atzeres. Yom Harishon Demikar Masha. Are you going to say that the Rishon there, because it says Harishon meant the day before? When do we celebrate the first day of Yom Tov? On the first day of Yom Tov, not the day before. So what are we going to do? Shani Hasam. Okay, that question maybe we can answer the Amakro of a Yom Hashmini Shabbosim, because it connects it to the Yom Hashmini. Mashmini Shmini Dechag, says that the Shmini is the eighth day of Yom Tov. Rishon Rishon Dechag. For Harishon Lomani, we go back to the question about Harishon. What do you do with the Harishon? It says it with a hey. If you're telling me that whenever it says it with a hey, it definitely means the day before, then what's chat by the Kafel Chem Vayom Harishon? And why does it say Vayom Harishon Shabbosayin? What do you do with the hey? Dimutei Cholamayit. You might have thought there's a mitzvah to take the lulav on Cholamayit. We might have thought there's a mitzvah of Yom Tov on Cholamayit. It's a name. It's come to tell us not like that. Yimutei de Cholamayit. Yimutei de Cholamayit. For the Gemara, I don't need you to tell me Yimutei de Cholamayit. Cholamayit, Mishim Hashmini Nafke. It says in the Purush, Vayim Harishon Shabbosayim. Or Vayim Hashmini Shabbosayim. That tells me first and eighth, and not second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. So I don't need the possum to tell me that. But the Gemara, Salka Daitoch, Hoyle de Kosarachwana, Ube Yom Hashmini. Vav Moisiv Alin Yerisha. Might have, well, since there's with a Vav, so you would have thought that the Vav is Moisiv on the previous day. That means I'm telling the first and eighth, but I really mean first all the way through to the eighth. Tafil v'cholamay is kimashvalon. That no, only the first and the second. So we've got the question. We had the question. Why do you say ha risho? Ha normally means the day before. Here it doesn't mean the day before. But say this. So why do you say ha? Just say be'ayin risho. Why say ha? So you might have thought to come and say that you would have yom tov on cholamay. Ha risho tell me you don't have yom tov on cholamay. You only have yom tov on the first day and the eighth day. Yeah? Okay, we have to do a bit of Rashi. We really stopped in the middle here because it keeps going.
Just before we go on, why doesn't the moral ring that you can't score to the pace that's over from it?
Why would you have bought that more? Oh, the Shevin is on Erev Pesach.
Yeah, you can't score to the pace of when you've still got from it.
Yeah. Well, he's going to bring that. He's going to bring that.
I think it's fair.
Oh, yeah.
So this whole discussion is dealing with when we actually have touched it, right?
Yeah.
And that's underlying.
Over here.
Oh, okay. I didn't read on time.
Yeah.
The whole underlying discussion here is when to touch it.
That's what we started with. Yeah.
That's what we started with.
And yeah. So that's what you're saying. We've got Raya.
Why would you? Yeah, I mean, as that was basically what I did, that's just the same thing. Well, first you have to get rid of it before the.
Not a common pesach. We've got a pasta.
Yeah.
Got
so why even digress in this whole discussion in the first place?
Why don't we just go straight to the pasta?
Yeah.
Right. So we'll see when we get to that pasta. We shall see. At the moment now, the world didn't bring that. What's the makor of erev pesach? Not out of chametz, no. Go on and show. What's the makor? Not out of chametz and erev pesach. Not fair, you weren't with us on Thursday. You were doing, you're behind a bit. But we said so far, a few different drashas. Number one, we said, Ach Chorok. It says, Ach Be'en Rishon. So Shpizu tells me that 6 hours of Erev Yom Tov. 6 hours, not 6 hours after. Can't be talking about on Yom Tov. I was talking about Erev Yom Tov. The other drasha we had was because it says, huh? Okay. No, but had we known Erev Pesach is awesome. Right, so we're saying Achrim Rishon Tishvizu tells me 6 hours is not 6 hours, the Asa. When's that going to be? On Yom Tov, it says Shavuos Yamim. So it's me on Erev Yom Tov. That was the first Rosh. The second Rosh we're saying, because it says Rishon Ba'aba Asa, Achrim Rishon Tishvizu, Rishon Rishon means the 14th. Right, you got Joshua. Rishon, Bo Rishon Ba'aba Asa. Second Rosh, third Rosh was because it says Ha Rishon. Ha Rishon means the Mikar. The day of beforehand. I'd say to the captain of Chem by Yemarishan, you take the Lulav by Yemarishan. It's a kasha. That's where we're holding at the moment. That's a kasha. So, should we do some Rashi? What's happening? You're joining us today? You're not honoring on your own? Up to you, Earth. We're happy to have you. Says Rashi, just today we're moving a bit faster. Rashi. We're holding at Rashi Harishin Odom Tivolid. Or even before that, Rishin de Mikar Masra. You see where it is, Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it, that's quick. Rishin de Mikar Mishpeti have it, right?
Masra.
Rishin de Mikar Masra, yeah. The Lav Rumyo de Kraadodi. Without bringing any two psukim that seem to contradict each other. That's how we started originally. It says Shivas Yamim Zoyle Masra Tevo. And it says Achbim Harishin, which is a stereo. So, without any stereo, it's not a question. Mashma Rishon, Mashma Rishon, the Mashma is the Krah, the word Rishon means, if you understand the Psukim, it means Shu Yoim Koitim, the whole Shiva. It's the day before all the seven, the whole Shiva, the Krah, before the seven mentioned in the Pasuk. The Kivan of Shivas Yomim Matzah is Techeilum. It says in the Pasuk, you mustn't eat Chomet for 7 days. You must eat Chomet for 7 days. And then it says, Ach Bayoim HaRishoin. What does that mean, Rishoin? Rishoin, Koitim, the Maizkama. Rishoin means the day before. Like we find, HaRishoin Adam Tivaleh, that Koitim Adam Rishoin Eladto. You were born before Adam Rishoin. Harisha means before. Pay the Gemara, I lulav. So he said, no, lulav, because it says it's not the Mishmei Hashem and Akechem Shivis Yomim. Abahachalami Oksiv Bahai Kro Gufe. He says, and it's Baluk Shivis Yomim, 7 days. Or Joy Shnami, Risha and Dumi the Shivi. Why don't we say the same Joshua means the first of the seven? So he said, no, because here it says Harishan. Harishan means the day before. Hasam Nami Gabe Lulav, Hey, the Harishan nominee. So why did he say Lulav, Hey? Harishan. Shouldn't say that either. And that's really the question which we've left up. We haven't seen an answer in the Gemara yet. Yeah, why by Lulav did it say Harishan? And by Chometz, we're saying Har means the day before. Okay, then we had a different question. What about the first day of Yom Tov? It says, of Yom Harisha, which means the day before. Mirisha and Vishmini, so we said, no, but since the Shmini is Yom Tov, so to the Rishon is Yom Tov. Mirisha and Vishmini Nachim. But if Siv Bahanu Shabbosin, since by birth of them it says Shabbosin, Mechlal de Inoch, Lav Shabbosin Inu. Also, he's talking about the Cholomoy. The Cholomoy, you would have known there's no din Yom Tov, because it says Rishon Vishmini, Shabbosin, since it says the first and eighth day, Shabbosin. Mechlal the inner chlav shabbosan inu means other day v'chormoid or not. So he said, no, because had it said, since it is vav, you would have thought vav moistiv al inyan rishon. To tell me, al yom ha'kadumim doi, on the days which are preceding the shmini, dino chormoid. So you've got v'yom rishon, or v'yom ha'shmini. So you would have thought, since it's a vav, it's coming to include chormoid. So memela, we have the extra hay, to tell me that it doesn't include chormoid. So what do we have? I'm sure we have an extra vav to perhaps suggest to you that it's including cholamoid. So the extra hay cancels out. So the question is now back to the Gemara. So why do you have the extra vav, an extra hay? Don't put the hay vav, and you won't need the hay. Yeah. For the Gemara, back to the Gemara now. Just over halfway down the page, veloy. Just after the KML. Yeah, veloy. Don't say vav and don't say hey. Okay, so that's one question on this mahalach. But still, Hasan lifts up another pasuk. Vayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yir Lachem. So that pasuk also you're going to say because it's Harishon, it means the day before. Rishon Mikra Mashma. Do me a favor. That's not the pshat. Hey doesn't mean the day before. Can't be. Because then you have to be questioned from all these places. Elohani Shloisha Rishon Mibele Lechtetoni Dvei Mishmo. These three times it says Rishon is special Joshua for what Tana Dvei Mishmo learned. The Tana Dvei Mishmo is Shloisha Rishon Zocha Shloisha Rishon. Because of three Rishons, we were Zecha to three Rishons. So which three Rishons are we talking about? Achbim Rishon Tashpisto and no, not Achmir Rishon. Bayoim HaRishon of Pesach, Bayoim HaRishon of Sukkot, and Lokatem Lachem Bayoim HaRishon. There's three Sukkot that talk about Bayoim HaRishon, besides Erev Pesach, besides the one of Chometz. There's one Achmir Rishon to Shvi Sesem and Tehrim, that one we're not talking about. And the other ones, it says in the Pesach, Bayoim HaRishon Shabbosim. It says also, that's talking about Sukkot. It says also regarding Pesach, Vayayim Marishoin Shabbosin. Yeah, by Sukkot says Achmir Marishoin. Where's the pasuk by Sukkot? Yeah, Vayayim Marishoin Shabbosin. That's by Sukkot. Then there's another one, Vayayim Marishoin Mikra Kodesh by Pesach. And then there's another one on Katlan Lachem, Vayayim Harishoin, which is by the Lulav. So why does it say about those three cases, Ha Marishoin? Why did it say it? To tell you, in that schus of keeping Pesach and Sukkot and Lulav, we zeicha to three Rishons. What are the three Rishons? Lahakris Zarei Shel Esav, Lebinyan Deis HaMikdosh, or the Shmoy Shel Mashiach. Which will have, what keshes the Rishons with these three things? Lahakris Zarei Shel Esav. Huh? Zarei Shel Esav was first.
Huh?
Zarei Shel Esav is the first thing.
Why?
How are we going to get rid of Edom?
I'm not saying the first Mashiach comes. Then we kill them, and then there's the big question.
I am.
Well, which question are we talking about? Ben Yosef and Ben David. So I thought Ben Yosef is the one to talk about.
The Chozal, the Ben Yosef and Ben David come after that. Okay. Not sure. So maybe it's because of the order of the the Torah being Ksuvim. It's done because of that.
It's what?
Because of the order of the Tanakh. They say Vayetze Rishoyin Ha Rishoyin Admoini. Ha Rishoyin. That's the one of Esav. You see, Esav is called Rishoyin. That's in Parshas Vayetze. Kulo Kadei Seir. Rabbeinu Beis Hamikdash Tesev Kisei Kavoid Meroyim. Merishayin mekayim mekdashenu. Rashmoisha Mashiach, they say Rishayin, it's here in Hine Hino. So that's really the answer of the question. So why, how do we know the Erev Pesach? You mustn't have Chometz. What's the answer? Because it says Harishayin. Harishayin means the day before. How are you going to tell me it says by Lulav the day before? That's a special drosha to tell me in the tchus of this Rishayin will be Zecha to the Rishayin of destroying. Does it be Zmidosh, destroying Esav, or Mashiach coming? You have to work out which one's which, yeah? The Tzchus of the three Rishayins, we say it's the three Rishayins. Which one is what? Keeping Sukkos, we have keeping Pesach, keeping Sukkos, and taking Luluf. So one of them represents Zarish Esav, one of them represents Benyamin Zmidosh, and one of them represents Mashiach. We ask you that for you to work out. Which one's which?
Isn't
Esau or Amalek? Yeah, Zarish Esau. Amalek comes from Esau. Yeah. Right.
What was the first one?
Yeah. One of them is to represent killing off the Zarish Edom, Esau. One of them is to represent the building of the Mishmigdosh. And one of them represents Shem Shamashiach, Mashiach coming. Okay. Fine. So we see the Rashi, Ela Mahani Shloish Harishayin. See, where is Mamish in the middle of the page? Ela Mahani Shloish Harishayin, the Sibir Mikra Kodesh, the Pesach. Or Mikra Kodesh, the Sukkos. Which ones? Ela Mahani Shloish Harishayin. From those three Rishayins, the Sibir, it says, the Mikra Kodesh in the Torah, it says, Mikra Kodesh to Pesach, by the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh regarding Pesach. Or Mikra Kodesh to Sukkos, and the Pasuk that mentions Mikra Kodesh regarding Sukkos. Or Mitzvah Luluf, Loi Toysev, Rav Nachman. Don't ask on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one who told us, Rishon meant the day before. So don't ask on those Pesachim, because those Pesachim, the Hani Rishon, the Sibahu, those Rishons they mentioned there, Lav l'mashmu usayu kois tu. They're not coming to tell us any pshat. El shmo ba'alma hu deniku rishon. It's their name. Their name is rishon. Of the ton of Yishma. Hayom rishon means the first day of Pesach. That's what it means. What's your name? Rishon. What's the name of the first day of Sukkos? Rishon. What's the name of the first day of the cake taking the lulav? Rishon. That's what the name. Yeah, it says, it's not a given Rishon. Shvisas Regel the Pesach. Keeping Yom Tov. Shvisas Regel. What does Shvisas Regel mean? Shvisas HaRegel. What does that mean? Not working on Yom Tov. The Shvita of Yom Tov. Right? Not working on Yom Tov. Shvisas HaRegel the Pesach. But Shvisas HaRegel the Chag. When the Tiras Lulav, Sheniku Rishonim, they're all called, these three things are called Rishonim. Zachol Eshloish Rishonim, is there the three Rishonim? Which three? The Gemara said which three. Okay, very good. Moving on now to the next drosha. So we have to remember all the droshas. We've had three so far. How do we know Pesach? Not at the Chometz. Ach is Cholok, means 6 out of 6 hours. Rishonim means Rishon means Arba'asa, that was the second Malach. Rishon means Arba'asa, it says Barishon Barba'asa. And the third Malach is Rishon means the day before. Right? It says the Kapsa Kamir. Rishon, that's something else. Now for the fourth Malach. I think there's five Malachim, no? Now for the fourth Malach. Rava Omar. Mehocha. This is Moshe Peretz Yisrael. Rava Mehocha. Loisishchat al chomitz tam zivchi. Loisishchat al Pesach. Vadayin chomitz kayim. So you see, in all that's of chomitz, I have Pesach. Right? Loisishchat al chomitz tam zivchi. Pray the Gemara, ve'emer kol chad v'chad kishochit. Maybe, okay, how do you know there's an Issa chomitz from Chatzos? Maybe it just means that whenever you shecht, you mustn't have chomitz. This is the flaw in the Mahalach you wanted to suggest. You're saying, from this pasuk we see, you mustn't have chomitz from chatzos. No, you don't. All you see is that when you shecht the chomitz, you shouldn't have chomitz. If you don't see, you mustn't have chomitz from chatzos. If I shecht the chomitz, you can shecht chomitz until what time?
Until
Shkia. You can shecht the chomitz until night chomitz, right? So b'meila, so maybe you can have chomitz until almost then. So the pasuk doesn't tell me that.
At least we know it's there.
Yeah, at least you know that there's some time in Erev Pesach you mustn't have it. But to tell me from Chatzos we don't have, so maybe the other Pesach will be better for that, please. So we say, you know. Huh? Yeah, maybe each pass individually when he shechts, that's when Issa begins. So we say, no, because Man Shechita Amach Mama. He doesn't say you shecht. Lo Yisishchit Al Chomet Tam Sivchi. Rashi says, well, the Rav is saying, it means the pasuk is not being mechalik for you this time and for you this time, all at the same time.
How do you know?
Well, how do you know that? Says Rashi, before, it's Yisrut al-Chomit. Meshchitus Pesach, Zmano, Mitzchiras Sheva. Meshchitus Pesach, Pesach, it begins at the beginning of Seventh Tzav. Shuvein Abayim, which is what's called Bein Abayim. The sun is already moving towards the setting. That's what we said in Yuma. Who knows what Slisidavra means? It means really the dominating of Avram, which would really mean from Shachris. Yeah, but it's not. It's referring to Mincha. Michimashri Kosli, from the time of the walls start darkening. Dainar Chatzos Eilach, which is from Chatzos Eilach. Why is it called Chatzos Eilach? It should be called Chatzos Eilach. Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the stack of Mincha, not Rome. Omer of Safra. Slaisli Davron Mechimashri Koisli. So here there's a note at the side of the Gemara that says from the Oroch, Tfilis or Ovis Kulom. It's referring to any of the Ovis. Lahitka Avron Elamineshu Iker. Because Avraham was the Iker of Sivri Yitzchak, Yitzchak was Sivri Sadi from his Erev, Shal Shanechaz HaShemesh B'mayev. Yeah, it seems, so Rashi says also, Tfilis HaErev Shaloi. It seems that although we know Avraham Avinu was Mesaken Shachris and Yitzchak Mincha and Yaakov Mayrev, it seems that always Avraham Avinu didn't daven just once. He also davened Mincha. I'm not sure what it means by it. He was in the second.
But the Oroch. Maybe it's considered because it's
Shachar. No, but this is just Rashi bringing it as a raya for the Gemara says from when Chatzos, when Zman Mincha is. Yeah. And the Gemara calls it Slisli Davron. The side, the Ein Mishpat, he asked the Kasha. It's in the Oroch. He asked it, why is it called Davron? And he says it's just a way of referring to the obvious acquisition. And yeah. Tzitzis Shvav asked the Kasha. Vim Toima. Haminam Peik Tvilas HaShachar Yitzchok Tikin Tvilas Mincha. Vishloima. The Acha Shetik Me Yitzchok. After Yitzchok was mistaken it. Hayayim Agam Avram. Avram Avinu also said it. Kach Pirish Abinatam. So why is it called Slizid Avram? Well, now we have to say Avram just means the obvious condition. Why Avram? It was Yitzchak who said it. Says Avram also said it. After Yitzchak was second it, Avram Avinu also said it. That's one pshat. Inami, second pshat, Oyme Rebbe, Timikoma Kema Oyme Avram Mitzchilo. Avram Avinu also used to daven Minchil. Ela Shaloy Saw Klal Lachol Bnei Beisik. He didn't institute it for his family. Aja Tikna Yitzchak. Because Avraham Avinu even kept the Eretz Hashirim, kept all the mitzvahs to Rabban. So he must have done it three times a day. So that was his own personal thing. He didn't say that every, or the whole family should follow that way. Yitzchak came along and said everyone should daven mincha. So Mela. Oh, so now we understand why it's called Seisid Avraham. But why are we bringing this at all? Very interesting. Why bringing it? Says the Gemara, says Rashi, because we see from Chatzos is already the time when the sun rays are going towards the other way. Mechi Mashri Kosi. The Gemara says that Seisid Avraham, when's the time to daven mincha? Mechi Mashri Kosi. Once the sun, the walls get dark, it means because the shade. The Haina Machatzos Ve'elach V'gomino Mini. And we learn from this post, from the Gemara Yuma, that Shechitas Tomid is Mitzchila Sheva. That the Tomid is from the beginning of Chatzos, from after Chatzos. The Kashal on Hosom. So we had the Kashal at the Gemara that asked, what do you mean? Tomid Nishchat B'Sheisha Yisemech, so the Tomid Nishchat from 6.5. How can you tell me that you shech the carbon Tomid from Chatzos? It says that you shech it from Sheshu Mechto. Oh, Mishani Lon, and we answer that really. From Chatzos already it gets dark. But Shani Kristi B'Semedrish, so in a Chavnin, they're not exactly straight. And the Chavin Tachteim, underneath is wider. And we're not going to be able to see so much the shades. So the reason why we start Mincha only afterwards is for technical reason. But Bemet, the time of Mincha is from Chatzos. And if the time of Mincha is from Chatzos, then the time of the Korban Pesach is also from Chatzos. Because that's Ben Abayim.
The Korban
Pesach
has to be done after the
Tamid. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you've got a question. What's your question?
Then you wouldn't even think why, about
doing... No. You've got a question, but you're getting the wrong way. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that we know they mustn't have chametz from Chatzos because you see the common tamid is because you see you know you mustn't have chametz from Chatzos because you mustn't have it from the time of Shechitas Korban Pesach. And when was the time of Korban Pesach? Bein Abayim. And we know from Korban Tamid that Bein Abayim is from Chatzos. So the main there's none of.
So
what's your question? Who wants to help him show out with a question? His question is the carbon tomid was Chatzos. The carbon pesach was after the carbon tomid, so it should be an hour later.
Right,
it shouldn't be from Chatzos. We have a question: how do you know that you mustn't have tomid from Chatzos? So you say because of the carbon pesach. Carbon pesach wasn't at Chatzos at all. Carbon pesach was after the tomid. The tomid was at Chatzos. Carbon pesach was after that. So the Mela, it should be that have an hour later. That is Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Ramasal Loi Tishchot. Loi Tishchot is the Pesach, but then Chometz Kain. Was that on the syllabus? Yes, it was. Okay? So that's going to be homework. So that, Tosfos asked a question. Very good. Ve'ema Kol Chad V'Chad Yivai Estomach L'Shchitos Ve'ima'at. Maybe every person independently when they do it. So you say no, because Zman Shchita Ka'amar Achmono. Leichil Katoya Yisrael Lizezman. And Torah didn't give you this time. Kava Lizman Visuri Shomer Vechoy Lekulam Zman Echot Kava. Lekulam Zman Echot Kava. All of them gave one time. So Yossi asked before, how do you know that? How do we know from the Sishrit and Chomet Tam Zivchi that it's dependent on all of Klal Yisrael? Maybe it's dependent on the individual person. So Tosfos asked that kasha as well. Tosfos of Masechta Zman Shchita. Tosfos asked that kasha as well. Right? That one's not on the syllabus, but Tosfos asked that kasha. It's a svar. For Met, it's a... it's not so possible. But then there is an Issa, there is an Issa of a separate Issa. If somebody chefs a Korban Pesach with Chometz, he's even Issa of Shechting Korban Pesach with Chometz, not because of having the Chometz, of Shechting the Korban Pesach. So this Pesach is coming to tell me an independent Issa. If you have Chometz, you're even Issa. But just the Svara, the Issa Torah says that there is such an Issa, the Svara is to say that there must be an Issa to have Chometz. If the Torah gives you a punishment for Shechting Korban Pesach with Chometz, it must be there's an underlying principle here not to have Chometz in your possession on Erev Pesach, or when that time starts. So it must be a time when everyone would Shechting Korban Pesach, at least the first guy would Shechting Korban Pesach, which would be from Chatzis.
Or sometime after.
Well, that's the first question. So, in other words, the Sishut HaChomet Dam Zivchi is not the Makor from the fact that you see your Eden Issa, if you Shech the Korban Pesach, it must be that's the Makor, you're not allowed to have Chomet. Rather, an indicator that there must be it must be forbidden to have Chomet. The Torah doesn't say the Sishut is a Pesach al Nevela, if you've got a Vela at your house. It doesn't say that. The Sishut is a Chomet, it's a Pesach al Chomet. Must be there's an underlying Issa, previously known Issa of having Chometz. And when would that Issa start? So since it's not now my independent Issa, just I'm over Shechting Korban Pesach on Chometz, because there is an underlying Issa to have Chometz, that's why it starts from Chatzis. That's the taste of the Man Shechitah. Okay, we're going to stop here and continue tomorrow. But those of you that have spare time, try and learn the taste of the Master of Siv. Where's that one? That's one over here. And taste of the Master of that one we did last week. The Stishka and the Master of Siv. Okay.